said what?
How could they do something like that?
Are you serious?
What a thirsty MF-er.
Not good. She's absolutely dead to me.
That's because she died.
I'm Sterling Mulberry.
And I'm Blair Payton. And welcome to
Bad Behavior,
a morally questionable podcast.
We're two unqualified friends.
Two unhinged comedians.
Determine once and for all what is good.
And what is bad. Hello and welcome to Bad Behavior. I'm Sterling Mulberry.
And I'm Blair Payton.
How you doing over there, Blair Payton?
Oh, I tell you what, I went out this weekend, which is kind of a rarity for me because I hardly ever go out and do things. So I did something this weekend. So it was fun.
I love that. How was it?
Okay, so I met up with some friends of mine and we went to this club called Rebar in Chelsea. Have you ever been there?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Okay, well, it is a gay bar, so I don't know why you would go there unless you were, like, with me.
Hey, I'm an ally.
You can be an ally, but let's call a spade a spade. That's not going to be your first choice to be like, hey, let's go to a gay bar. Especially it was after midnight, which, by the way, this is dumb. We had to pay a $15 price of admission.
Because it was after midnight?
It was after midnight. I was like, come on. But we did it.
Okay.
We had to Venmo them. Which I was like, is this really going towards the bar or is this just going for the guy at the front?
Hey, you know.
You never know. But no, we were in there and we were having like a decent time, but I wasn't quite drunk enough to really experience the vibe. So I was trying to catch up because I was just like keenly aware of how like white I am and how unrhythmatic I am. Is that a word? Rhythmless. That's the word I want.
Sure.
So it's very rhythmless. But no, we were at the bar and we were hanging out and I saw this couple and they were just like really going to town on each other's mouths.
Okay.
And so I was naturally making humorous commentary with my friends and his friend was standing by there and she was just like, yeah, we're visiting from Michigan. I was like, oh, that's your friend? And she was just like, yeah. And she seemed like she wasn't having a great time. So I was like, tried to make her feel, you know, comfortable in a bar since she didn't have anyone to talk to.
Aww.
I guess I wound up picking up a female at a gay bar because we're now Instagram friends.
That's huge to be an Instagram friend. Do you guys think you might go all the way sometime?
I don't know. I've never been with a woman, but I'm super excited and I'm sure her husband will be really cool with it.
I'm sure. Okay, well, that's a fun weekend.
Yeah, it was fun. Although the guy that he was making out with, by the way, he had just met him, which is classic gay behavior. And then afterwards, he came over where I was talking to his beard, and he was, like, kind of there, but he was really drunk, and he kept, like, patting my ass like this. So how would you describe this for the listening?
I don't like, light tapping.
Yeah. He kept doing that to my butt.
Continuous light tapping. I don't like that at all.
He did it right in the part that where my butt cheeks meet.
Oh, uh-huh.
So it was like more of the cavernous area, but he kept doing that against the fabric of my jeans. And I was like, I don't like it. It was a light tapping. It was weird. And I was like, sir, it's not working. What about you? What'd you do?
Okay, this is something a little strange that happened this weekend. I'm sitting in the park reading my book with my dog. And I'm FaceTiming a friend, AirPods in.
Okay.
And this man, also with a dog, approaches. Now, this man's dog was like a little rat. So this little rat, which is ultimately a dog, comes up to my dog and the guy's like, she's friendly, you know, sniffing. But again, I'm on a FaceTime. And then this man starts having an in-depth conversation with me. And let me just say, this is not a man I'm really interested in having an in-depth conversation with. He's wearing like suspenders, this really big wide-brimmed hat, really long hair. I don't know, just not someone I'm interested in talking to.
How old was he?
I don't know, maybe like 30s or 40s. And
okay.
He's like, oh, you're reading a book? I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, have my phone down now because I'm like, give me a second to my friend on my FaceTime. And he's like, nice. Is that modern day? I was like, yeah. And then he's like, fiction? I was like, yeah. He's like, so what's the plot? He's like going on asking me so many questions about my book. I'm clearly like, my AirPods are in. I'm trying to be on a FaceTime with my friend. And then the dogs are still sniffing each other. And I just keep doing like one word responses. And I'm like, yeah, no, it's good. I love to read. And then he's still standing there. And then eventually I do a cardinal sin. And that's where I'm like, anyways, I just kind of turn away. I'm like, yeah. And I just end the conversation. And then he's like, all right. And then takes off with his little rat.
It's so funny because this literally just popped into my head. I remember one time This is what years ago when I was working at Sirius.
Yeah.
There was this one particular guy and he would always stop at my desk and try to talk to me. And I'm like, it would be the same thing. I'm working. I'm invested in the production I'm doing. I can't turn and talk to you. But he would just kind of stand there. So I remember. See, instead of me being like, all right, and turning, I faked a call. I was like, oh, hold on. This is my insurance calling. And I pretend to pick up the phone. I was like, hi, yes. I had called you my insurance number and I went with this full routine and I picked up and walked away and went in one of these privacy cubicles. And it was funny because I was literally in there forever just looking at Facebook at the time. And then he came by and was like, hey, I gotta go do a show, but I'll talk to you later. So he waited at the desk.
But see, I was in a situation I couldn't even pick up a call. I was already on a call. But I don't think this man knew I was on a call. It's so sad because it's obviously like I'm open to like, you know, meeting new friends and whatever. But this was like at a moment that I was like really trying to recap with a friend. We were like in an in-depth conversation and my AirPods were in. My hair wasn't, I think it was tucked or is it a, I don't know. My hair was in a position. Oh, you know what? My hair was in a ponytail. My hair was in a ponytail because I know you're thinking as a listener, well, maybe your hair was over your AirPods that he couldn't see. He could see my AirPods. Mm-hmm. But obviously it's like, that's
an could idea.
He like,
not see the person's face on the phone?
Well, I had like put the phone down slightly, so I wasn't like this still, but it's just tough because obviously like in his position, like say I saw someone maybe I thought was like cute or I don't know, maybe I'm interested in just talking to, and I like go over there and I'm like having a conversation, I would melt into a literal puddle if I realized their
AirPods. Oh yeah, I would never
had
initiate.
Been in and they were on a call.
Well, on that note, should we get this show started?
Yeah, let's do it. So our guest today is an absolutely hilarious actress and comedian. You've seen her in Love Life, High Maintenance, Crashing. She does shows all over New York, so check her out. Please welcome Julia Shiplett.
Well, Julia, thank you so much for doing our podcast. We're so happy to have you.
I'm so happy to be here. Thank you.
We like to start out our podcast by asking our guests how they handle conflict.
I don't enjoy conflict, but I do feel wronged a lot. And I will stand up for myself if I'm like, no, this is insane. I absolutely am okay with apologizing. I have no problem apologizing when I think it's warranted. But I also will absolutely call someone out if I feel like they have wronged me.
Mm. Okay, you said you feel like you've been wronged a lot. What is going on in your life?
What an intense, I just think really hot.
Yeah.
I hope this isn't like the first thing that they hear. I've been wronged by many, many people.
No, we like to come in hot, top of the show. I mean, I think that's totally fine. I also, yes, I have felt that way as well, of feeling wronged and feeling like you got to stand up for yourself in those situations.
Yeah, I agree with standing up for myself. I think, okay, maybe I shouldn't say, wrong sounds like.
No, we love it. We like some drama.
You know, of course you have to assess the situation. Is this person going to hit me? Am I going to cause a bigger conflict? Those are things I quickly, you know, decide. But if it's something where it's like, no, they shouldn't do that, and they think they can do that, and they're going to do that to someone else, I might say something.
Now, when you're doing the assessing, your first one was, are they going to hit me? Has that happened?
It hasn't happened, but have I had a confrontation with someone who I'm like, oh, you are very aggressive and could potentially be violent? Sure. Yeah. Even last week, I did a show and there was a very drunk heckler in the crowd. And, you know, sometimes a drunk heckler can be fun where it's like, all right, how do I get everyone in this room on my side and kind of like poke fun at them together? Mm-hmm. But I was like, no, this woman will throw a beer bottle at me. So it was just a situation where I was like, okay, I'm not actually going to engage them that much. So it's that kind of assessment. You know what I mean?
Now, when you get a heckler, do you start to get like, some people call it butterflies. I like to say diarrhea. Does that ever happen?
Your response to heckler is just like to fully shit your pants. Like, yeah. Oh, not again.
Well, no, I'm not saying I do it, but it's like it could happen. Mm-hmm. So do you shit your pants? I guess is the question.
No, I honestly, like, it depends on the situation and who it's from. Like, sometimes a heckler or person can just be, like, cute and fun, mm-hmm. but sometimes mm-hmm. it's like, you ruined my punchline and now I'm mad. I think that I might have a little bit of, I'm like, I have anger issues is what I'm quickly learning from this conversation.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, we have a game today called Heaven or Hell. And this is where we're going to rank different behaviors from heaven, purgatory, or hell, where you think that they belong. Now, because you have a show called High Waisted, these are going to be different fashion-related behaviors to get your hot takes on.
Love it.
Blair, would you like to start off with our first fashion behavior?
Thank you, Sterling. Number one, unbuttoning your jeans after eating a large meal while still at the restaurant.
What's the top situation?
The top situation is not a crop top. I would say it's like a shirt. It's mostly covering the button.
Heaven. With an Oxford, no one will know.
Yeah, exactly.
Button down, no one knows.
Yeah, no one
knows. We do this regularly.
Tube top? Let's say it's a tube top. Is that bad?
That's hell. That's hell.
There is a tablecloth situation. So.
Oh, yeah, we're at a fancy restaurant.
Well, she's wearing pearls with her tube top.
Okay, now we're back in heaven.
Okay, great, great.
Coming home with someone that you're maybe dating or someone in a romantic context, and they take off their shoes, and you realize they're wearing no-show socks.
Wait, what are no-show socks?
Okay, do you know? Okay,
oh, are those like the little, not slipper socks, but it's
yes,
like
when ballet flats used to be in. So it's like those, but obviously there's like also like, you know, ones for like men and women. I don't know, but like that's like giving Bigfoot and then little sock.
Giving Bigfoot. And it gives you like toe cleavage.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. And they're keeping those on.
They're keeping them on? Hell. I understand some shoes call for them, but then you take them off with the shoe.
So I do own these socks. So one, I feel attacked. Two.
I own two pairs.
Okay, great. So let me ask you this. If the situation presented itself where you're hooking up and you still keep the socks on, for me, the part that covers your toe stays, but the back half just dangles like that.
Oh.
Has that ever happened
like
to you?
Like a used condom? No.
Yeah, it's like it looks like a used flappy condom in the wind.
Well, it's supposed to have a little grip, right? It's supposed to stay
it
on
does,
the heel.
It does not grip to my heel.
That's why you got to take those off. You got to take them off, Blair.
Take it off.
Okay. All right, number three. Friend requiring everyone to wear a onesie to their birthday party. Heaven or hell?
Hell.
Yeah.
If someone, it was a jumpsuit, I could rock with that because I have lots.
Yeah.
And I think jumpsuits are very cute and fun. But a onesie? No. Grow up. What do I have, a baby flap?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do onesies, they have a area for, you know, relieving yourself, right?
I want to say, thank God in my life, I've never had to wear a onesie. I don't think I've ever worn one. But I've had multiple friends in the last couple months, multiple, say they've been invited to birthdays. These are different friends, and they got requirements that they had to wear onesies. And they said, don't show up. Multiple, don't show up unless you're in a onesie. They're like, don't even bother coming. And people are like, well, I don't own one. And these were events out of the home. They had to go on the subway with these. I said, what's going on in the world?
This feels like, is this like a post-pandemic trauma response? Like, what
I don't know. Out?
Was the theme baby, like baby themed? Was it like a fetish party?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't even baby themed.
Or like fluff, like what are they called? Furries? Like, is that what about?
Yeah, I don't even think it was furry themed.
Yeah, I don't love that.
Okay, yeah, that's hell. Okay, next. The return of the bell-bottom jean.
I say purg. I think they can look really good on some people and very bad on others. But I think that they're overall like a cool look. I think men can look very cool in bell bottoms as well. What are your thoughts?
I feel like height is a huge thing with a bell bottom, right? I feel like I'm relatively short, so I've never been able to. I mean, I'm sure I was wearing them in 2007 or whenever they were in, but I've not attempted again. I'm just even getting into a straight leg.
I do like having my ankles, like giving them the chance to breathe. You know, that is nice. Mm. But I feel like I would look really stupid in them. Don't you think?
I would love to see you in a bell bottom, Blair.
I would too. We've just met.
All right, you guys.
You in a bell bottom with your hoodie and a graphic tee. I'd be interested in that look.
Well, you know, I've never considered myself very fashion forward. So if this is coming into trend and you guys think I should do it, I am very prone to suggestions. So I'll do it. I'll do it.
You'll do it. Okay.
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 I just needed the nudge.
I'm sending a few links your way after this.
Okay, perfect. Great. Great. Okay, number five. Videos that show you how to tuck a chunky sweater into your bra to crop it.
People are doing this with like puffy coats too. Have you seen those?
Yeah.
I would say hell.
It never looks good. I don't know how these people are doing it. And how's that not falling out of your bra each time?
It's like, here's a hack.
Yeah.
Get a poor man's tie and actually make a bra out of it and then stick every layer of your shirt that's also a pillowcase and make it look like Ariel from The Little Mermaid when she washes on shore. It's like, what are we talking about? No.
Yeah, yeah.
And do I always watch them? 100%.
Yeah. You're like, this time I'll get it.
Yeah.
Okay, our last one. This one's a little outdated, but maybe it'll come back for the summer. I don't know. We'll see. The scarf shirt trend. You know, everyone making shirts out of scarves.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm saying purg.
Okay.
I think sometimes there's a really cute scarf shirt situation.
Have you ever rocked one?
I have.
Okay. I have. Walk us through it. What'd it look like?
Well, you know, I am a petite chested woman. And so I can get away with fabrics in that part of my body. But just like a little bandana top, that works just right around. I feel like if you're more advanced, you can figure out how to like, you know, tie it up here and then like do sort of like a, you know what I mean? Where it's like a whole turn situation and then tie it like that. I think it's fun. I think it's kind of creative.
What event would you rock this at? Like a gala event?
A gala.
Probably not a gala. I feel like.
What if it was bejeweled?
Now we're talking.
Yeah.
But I was thinking more like, not that I go to this, but like, it's like day two of Coachella.
Yeah.
Now the scarf that you used for your top, what did it look like?
I have a few. They are mostly like vintage and silky with like a fun pattern.
I'm going to send you a recommendation as far as a scarf, because I found it on Amazon and I absolutely love it. It is the CVS receipt.
Oh, but Blair, that's a different, wait, Blair, you're thinking of a different type of scarf. But you're thinking of a winter warm scarf. That's not what these are.
Oh.
Blair's going to send you like a chunky. Yes,
I was going to send you knit scarves.
That would be such an interesting top.
Again, I'm not fashion forward. I need all the help I can get. You know, I haven't been served these TikToks.
I know the receipt scarf that you're speaking of. And that's when I realized that we were on two different pages on what kind of scarves. But this is like a silk, like it's almost like, I guess, bigger than bandana size.
Yeah.
But that's like kind of, it's like a square. It's not winter.
Silk square.
Almost like a mini blanket.
Well,
okay.
There's no warmth.
Yeah, there's no warmth.
No, it's silk.
Think of like the scarves that like sometimes flight attendants wear around their necks. It's like that.
Yeah.
How is that covering your front?
Well, it's untied.
Okay.
I'll show you some pictures later.
Okay, well, again, you know, I'm not in the fashion world, So
not yet.
Not yet. Once I get my bell bottoms, it'll be a different story. Once you get my bell bottoms.
I need to, someone please send me the CVS receipt scarf though. I do kind of need to look at this and potentially buy it.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Okay, so this is the part of the show where we're going to dive into, I think you brought us a story today, to find out if you're in the right or the wrong, gets our insight. So whenever you're ready, feel free to jump in.
Okay, so I have been apartment hunting for the past almost 2 months now. It's been a hellish experience. And I went to see an apartment on the third floor of a building in Prospect Heights not too long ago. And there was a guy who was, I think, dropping off food or something on the first floor when I was going in. And so I followed him in. He like had his bike. And then I went up to the third floor, was up there for a while, chatting it up. I came back down and I noticed that there was a $20 bill on the lobby of the building. And there was nobody around. There was no one around, no tenants. The delivery guy was gone. And I was like, I take the money, right? I take the money. Do I take the money? Do I take the money? And I really stood there for a good like 12, 15 seconds. It was just kind of like, just pretending to be on my phone to see if someone was coming by, be like, where's my money? And then I took it and then I left immediately. And I felt so guilty that I like texted multiple friends afterwards and I was like, hey, I just found $20 and I took it. Would you do this? Do you think this is bad?
And what did they say?
Yeah, what did they say?
They were like, bitch, you don't have a job. Multiple friends were like, you are unemployed and you need money. And they're also like, this is a victimless crime. There's no one's name on cash. No one can prove that that's theirs. Mm-hmm. You didn't steal it. Like you took it from someone intentionally. Mm-hmm. So no.
Now the person that was, you said there was a delivery person there, right?
There was a delivery guy there. So I feel like there's a chance it could have been his. Like, I don't know if it was someone handed it to him. I don't know if it was tips. He had left probably 10 minutes earlier.
What kind of delivery person was it?
I think it was like food, but I don't know. Like it wasn't like, it wasn't clearly like a Grubhub bag situation.
But he clearly looked like a delivery person. I need the visuals. I need to immerse myself in this experience.
He had a bag and he did have a motorcycle.
And this happened to you how long ago?
This happened to me about 3 weeks ago. And I also was like, is it bad if I don't take the apartment or is it bad if I do take the apartment? Like some weird superstitious stuff started happening in my mind where I was like, is this like a bad, like, will I get punished for taking this? Or my other friend was like, no, Julia, that's a good sign. You found $20 in that lobby. That means that like, maybe this is the place for you or something else. That feels like good luck. And it felt like a test.
Now, did you take the apartment?
No.
Interesting. And how
it also made me feel worse because it was like I walked into this building, saw an apartment, was like, no, took the money.
What was the deciding factor for not taking the apartment?
The woman wanted it to be, it was sort of a sublet situation where she was like, look, I have a lot of ugly furniture in here and you can't move it out and you can't bring your own furniture in. And I was like, well, this is bad. I don't want to live in your ugly place.
Okay. On a scale from heaven to hell, what was the furniture like?
A hell slash purg.
Okay.
Okay. So like a furry. Okay.
And I want to have, I want the things around me to be pretty and cute. So that was hard.
I guess on a scale of luck, where do you feel like you've been falling in the last 3 weeks?
Actually pretty cursed.
Okay. Can you maybe talk to us about maybe some of these curses that have been happening?
Yeah.
Do they involve conflict?
They involve, no. Well, okay. Actually, a little bit. They have been very apartment hunting centric.
Okay.
Like I've seen so many apartments in the past 6 weeks. Seriously, if you can avoid moving, don't move right now. It's truly a nightmare in New York at the moment. I have seen probably close to 20 apartments. I have applied to 6. And just lots of things have gone wrong with them. One of them, I found bed bugs in them. There was another one where the broker just ghosted me after I sent him all my stuff. He just didn't respond to me. There's one where a guy who was like, you got the place, I want you to be my tenant, da da da. He kind of just stopped responding to me after 5 days. And I finally got in touch with him. And I was like, hey, what's going on? What's the deal? And he goes, my family friend needs the place, so I got to get it. And I was like, are you kidding me? I stopped searching. Ugh. I thought this was a done deal. Was mobbing. Just stuff like that where it's just like, it feels like I'm sort of being, the city is really testing me.
This story makes me think of something. One time when I was, I don't know, maybe middle school, high school, I was outside I don't know if it was a Noodles & Co. Is that a thing that are in other places? God. Yeah, Noodles Company or whatever. Yeah, it was kind of like a strip. It was like the downtown of my town. There's like movie theater, Panera Bread, Potbelly's, Noodles & Co., that kind of area, okay? And I find a stack. I want to say I think I found $180 in the ground, kind of like tied together. It was giving probably a drug deal, but who cares? I find this money on the ground. I think it was maybe a Potbelly's I went into. And I just was like, hey, I found this outside. I gave the money to Potbelly's. Now, looking back, I definitely didn't need that money. I was, you know, in high school. I didn't need anything really. But I was like, I think I just gave the money to Potbelly's that has money, you know, like that is a chain. Like they don't need that money. And I've always been like, I should have maybe just given that to something better than the institution Potbelly's.
You're actually sort of an investor
And so that's what this story reminds me of. It's like, sure, you find $20. What else would you have basically done with it? I guess you could have maybe gone on the subway, given it to someone maybe more in need than you. Like, that is a tricky scenario. Someone else could have found it and maybe used it for ill. I don't know exactly what that might be, but
I think I bought alcohol with it, so I used it. But I mean, I thought, should I have left it? Mm-hmm. The thought.
Right.
Should I not have removed this from the building?
Now, have you thought of like, do you have a 20 around that, like with this bad luck you've been thinking, maybe I should, have you thought of maybe leaving one on the ground just to try to switch your luck around?
Sort of.
You're doing these TikTok videos that's like, double this or give it to the next person.
Yeah. Start a chain mail with everyone in my life.
Yeah.
Here's a $20, and if you don't do it, you're going to be cursed. It also made me think of this. About a month and a half before that happened, I was at like a bar having like a dance party thing with a bunch of people. And the person I was with found $40 right in front of, like at her feet. And she was like, $40, is this anybody's? Is that like, she was just, we were surrounded by dancing people. And she kind of just quickly was like, anybody's? Is this anybody's? And no one was like paying attention. They're like, no, or just like kept dancing. And she's like, all right, I have $40. And for some reason I was like, that's kosher. That's fine. Cause you could check in with those around you. You still took $40. And that felt fine though. That felt like truly like you checked in.
It sounds like you and your friends are pretty lucky though, because you're just coming across money.
So much money.
Can we go to a club together?
Yeah, we cannot.
Okay. Like, where are you guys going out?
Yeah, what club?
And then we're gonna go to Potbelly's with Sterling after that.
Okay, great.
Yeah, I feel like I'm really going back and forth because I do think it's like, what else would you have done? You could have just left it there, sat on the table. At the end of the day, it is only $20. That obviously could be a lot to some people, but it is not like make or break. But with this bad luck you've been experiencing, that's tricky. That's tricky.
I mean, I have a theory. Can I share?
Oh, please. Mm-hmm.
So I have watched one or two episodes of Law & Order SVU. And the person that you described, you said you think he was a delivery person. But what you described sounded like a criminal. He had a motorcycle? Bad guys ride motorcycles, right?
True.
That's what I've seen in a lot of movies. So what I'm thinking is, hear me out, go with me. Go with me.
Yeah, yeah, we're going.
He broke into someone's apartment on the first floor, okay? And maybe it was a situation where they were like, oh, this one's poorly decorated too, but there was $20. He stole that $20. And then you showed up at the apartment complex and he freaked out. He was like, oh no, I'm getting caught. So he bolts and the money just kind of wafts out of his pocket. Uh-huh. And then you find it. A person who's been unemployed and been trying to find an apartment. So it was like the universe had gifted this you, but you were doubting the universe. And the universe was like, girlfriend, we're trying to help you. So until you believe, we're going to give you bad luck. So you need to start believing in the universe because this is all good, baby. This is good.
Interesting. I was so scared where this theory was going.
Me too.
I was scared.
I liked that.
Yeah.
I like that.
It really switched it around.
Yeah.
We hate that we're not a fan of the criminal justice system.
Brene Brown, you know, just kind of full circle.
Yep.
There.
Yep.
Well, here's the thing. I like that and I'm happy to stick with that.
Okay.
I don't know if that was his money. It could have also been another tenant left their apartment and dropped the money at some point.
Okay.
Yeah.
But no, let's stick with yours.
Okay.
I think you're right. I also think maybe New York is just sort of hellish in that way and that this was an unavoidably hellish month while I looked for an apartment.
I'll go good as well on this one. I think you're so guilt-ridden and worried about it. I think hopefully this can just be a thing that's like, I don't think, maybe this will scare you more. I'm like, I don't think that was the curse. Maybe it's something else. But you're like dying in your brain.
The diagnosis.
I mean, I think that money is absolutely fine. And yeah, I think you thought about it. It wasn't like you were going out of your way to take it. I don't know. And you
there
really
was no malicious
taking
intent.
That apartment. There was no malicious intent. You checked with friends. You called a friend. They all co-signed, which in my book, I say fine then.
Yeah, because if anyone's at fault, it's your friends.
It's your friends.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
And then you went out and you bought alcohol. And so I think potentially the only way you could get through this month is if you had found that money, gotten the alcohol, and therefore endured, you know?
Right. And I also sort of supported a small business by shopping at a wine shop.
Okay, great. We love that. We love
God, I'm so good.
You're so good.
This is all good behavior. I see nothing wrong in this scenario.
Wow. Okay, well, what a clear-cut case we have today. So, Blair, should we officially deem Julia
good behavior?
So because you have been deemed good behavior, we have a little prize for you today. We believe one of the greatest prizes you can receive in life, and that is a compliment from your therapist. So we have some like faux compliments we'd like to get from our therapist that we will be reading to you and bestowing upon you today.
Give it to me.
All right. So here is your gift. I am now your therapist. I hope that doesn't scare you. If I could give you a gold medal for your impeccable behavior, I would, because you are an Olympic champion of excellence.
How would you?
Wait, I like me.
Yeah, you needed that.
I haven't had a therapist in 10 months and I'm dying to find one. So.
Oh, you're on the hunt again. Oh no, you're on the hunt for so many
things.
I am
a woman in need in so many ways. You have no idea.
That's tough. It's tough. It's so hard to find a good therapist, one that you really click with.
It's basically like dating, and dating sucks. I don't recommend it. That's a hell for me.
Just in general.
That's a hell for me.
Before we wrap up, can you tell everyone where they can follow you, any upcoming shows or other things that you'd like to promote?
Well, you can follow me at Julia Shiplett on Instagram. My Twitter is hacked, so don't follow me there or report me.
Wait, I'm worried for you. Your Twitter's also hacked right now?
You guys, it is grim. It is bad.
Wait, how did that happen and what's going on with that?
I think Elon Musk fired everyone from Twitter. So it's literally him and like three people who are literally tech and security. So there's just a lot of people being hacked right now. And I started getting notifications like someone in France is trying to log in. Someone from Russia is trying to log in. I was like, what the hell? I changed my password, still got hacked. Part of me is almost like, oh, peace.
Yeah.
And like
just take it.
Has hurt my brain and now I'm fully off of it, but I kind of want my account back. But okay, wait, now I'm really reconsidering sort of the whole good behavior thing now that I bring up the hacked account too. But you can follow me on Instagram at Julia Shiplett. I have a very, very small part in a cute little Netflix movie coming out on Friday called A Tourist Guide to Love.
Oh my gosh, incredible. Can we know your role and what's the plot of A Tourist Guide to Love?
My name is Nameless Manicurist and
okay.
The log line, you know, I actually can't. It's sort of someone, there's a tour guide who's sort of looking for love. That's kind of the vibe.
If your character could have a name, what would it be?
Trisha.
Trisha.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Not Trish. Trisha.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much for coming on today. That was so fun.
You two are delightful. Thank you for having me.
And that's our show. Thanks so much for listening today.
We absolutely hate to do this. We hate it.
But it would mean the world to us if you can subscribe to the podcast wherever you get podcasts, rate and review.
Follow us at Bad Behavior NYC on Instagram and TikTok. Thanks again for listening.
And remember, whatever your moral status, we are always here to judge.
Bye.
Do you think that was good?
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.